At the Vatican today, Pope Francis had his first meeting with victims of clergy sex abuse. He vowed to hold bishops accountable for the protection of children. The meeting came nearly 16 months after Francis was elected. Victim support groups said it was long overdue. For more on this, NPR's Silvia Poggioli joins us from Rome. Hello, Silvia.
Hello, Robert.
And I understand the Pope held a mass with these victims, including a dramatic homily. What did he say?
Well, the Pope pronounced his strongest words yet on clerical sex abuse. He begged forgiveness from the victims and said sex abuse of minors is more than a despicable action. It's like a sacrilegious cult in the church that profane God. He said he realizes many have suffered unrelenting emotional and spiritual pain and even despair, and some had turned to drugs and resorted to suicide. And he vowed that he will not tolerate abusers and that bishops will be held accountable if they shield them.
What do we know about the victims who were present with the Pope?
There were three men and three women, two each from Britain, Germany, and Ireland. Names and ages were not revealed. The Vatican spokesman, Father Federico Lombardi, said the Pope met for about half an hour with each of them and listened very attentively to their stories. The six participants, he said, were very moved by the encounter. But one victim, 43-year-old Marie Kane, later told the Irish Times she told the Pope that cover-ups continue and he has the power to change things. Now, interestingly, there were no Americans present, even though the sex abuse scandals erupted first in the U.S. It may be that since American watchdog groups have been among the most critical of the church, the Vatican may have selected a group of survivors more open to reconciliation and more likely to stay out of the media spotlight.
Sylvia, many victims groups have criticized the Pope for being slow to speak out on the issue of sex abuse. And he did anger many of those same groups when he said in an interview in March that the Catholic Church has done more than any other organization to root out pedophiles. So how are those groups reacting to today's meeting?
Well, you know, most watchdog groups won't be satisfied until the Vatican definitively requires all bishops and religious superiors to report suspected cases of sex abuse of minors to civil authorities. And yet the director of bishopaccountability.org, Ann Barrett Doyle, said that though overdue, the meeting was positive, and the Pope's homily recognized the terrible impact of abuse on victims' families. She said Francis made a significant and historic promise to discipline those who failed to respond adequately to child sexual abuse. But the spokesman for a German survivor group, Norbert Denif, called it a public relations event. Vatican spokesman Father Lombardi said it was anything but a PR stunt.
Sylvia, I understand that Pope Francis has come in for criticism recently, not for his actions as Pope, but as Archbishop of Buenos Aires some years ago.
Yeah, a recent report by bishopaccountability.org shows that the future Pope was silent on the issue and refused to meet with victims. Just ahead of today's meeting, a group of Argentine survivors wrote him a letter expressing pain that they had not been included. And commenting on today's meeting, Ann Barrett Doyle of bishopaccountability.org said, "Avoidance, silence, and denial were successful containment tactics in Latin America, but they will not work on the global stage, and they are not consistent with the mercy and compassion so evident in Francis's papacy."
That's NPR's Silvia Poggioli in Rome, talking about Pope Francis's meeting today with six victims of clergy sex abuse. Silvia, thanks.
Thank you, Robert.